This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. House of Representatives on Tuesday night approved a resolution urging Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment to the Constitution to remove President Donald Trump from office with a cabinet vote, citing that the president is unable to successfully discharge the duties and powers of his office. Democrats proceeded even though Pence said he would not do what the resolution asked. The vice president, in a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, said it would not be in the best interest of the nation, and it was time to unite our country as we prepare to inaugurate President-elect Joe Biden. Attention now shifts to the Democrat majority-led House of Representatives, which is set to vote later today on impeaching President Trump for the deadly Capitol attack. A small group of Republican lawmakers, including third-ranking House leader Liz Cheney of Wyoming, announced they would vote to impeach Trump in his first public appearance since a violent mob, the mob attack at the Capitol. President Trump warned lawmakers off impeachment, suggesting efforts to impeach would push him out of office, would create division, causing tremendous danger and anger in the country. Speaking to reporters as he left Texas, where he touted the wall construction along the U.S.-Mexico border, Trump offered no condolences for those dead or injured in the Capitol siege, only saying, "I want no violence." The New York Times reporting U.S. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has told associates he believes President Trump has committed impeachable offenses after the attack on the Capitol. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. By a remote, this is VOA News. U.S. prosecutors are weighing charges against at least some of the Trump loyalists who stormed the Capitol. The acting U.S. attorney in Washington, Michael Sherwin, says trespassing and other misdemeanor counts against some of the dozens arrested so far may still be upgraded to sedition. A charge of sedition would effectively accuse rioters of attempting to overthrow or defeat the government and is punishable up to 20 years in prison. The Justice Department has created a specialized strike force to examine the possibility of sedition charges. Investigators have identified more than 170 people for potential criminal charges in connection with the violence, and they expect the number to run into the hundreds in the coming weeks. The military's top leaders have issued a written reminder to all U.S. service members that the deadly insurrection at the Capitol last week was an anti-democratic criminal act, and that the right to free speech gives no one the right to commit violence. The memo, signed by all members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, is unusual in that the military leadership felt compelled to remind service members that it was wrong to disrupt the constitutional process. The memo was issued Tuesday amid worry about renewed violence on Inauguration Day next Wednesday. The United States is releasing millions of COVID-19 vaccine doses it was holding back for use as second shots to inoculate Americans older than 65, as well as Americans with underlying health conditions. The Health and Human Services Secretary, Alex Azar, said Tuesday the new strategy would not interfere with Americans waiting for a first dose. In the United States, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said more than 9 million Americans had been given their first COVID-19 vaccination dose. As of Monday, that is less than one-third of the total doses distributed to states by the U.S. government. States, not the federal government, are responsible for administering the vaccines to citizens. Meantime, while COVID-19 cases continue to spike across the country, many state leaders are showing reluctance to order further lockdowns. And North Korean leader Kim Jong-un vowed all-out efforts to bolster his country's nuclear deterrent during a major ruling party meeting that ended Tuesday. The 8-day Workers' Party Congress came as Kim Jong-un faces what appears to be the toughest moment of his 9-year rule. Kim also called for reasserting greater state control over the economy. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown via remote, VOA News.